49 past the hour. Let's bring this thing down. That caller pissed me off, man.
Which
Mark
one?
Mark Riley. I'm Mark Maron.
Which
Morning
one?
Sedition. The guy who was just, you know, just he just.
Oh, the one who said.
How can you not question the integrity of the office of president after Watergate, after, you know, all those different incidents where, you know, it's been like in history is said, you know, even FDR might have known about Pearl Harbor. They put these plans in the Northwood plan. They bombed a boat during to provoke the Spanish-American War. It's just like they refuse to shatter the denial. And speaking of that, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that voters know what's happening in his alternative universe. Luckily, we have someone in that world, and once again joining us now on the phone from Planet Bush is correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Mr. Smalls.
Good morning, and God bless you, Mark.
Yes,
you know, I prayed for you last night.
Really?
No.
Oh.
What would be the point? You're a heathen.
Hey. I thought it was you pray for everybody. So we're gonna...
Not for you.
Oh, my God. That's See, today we're going to discuss the issue. Let's talk about security in America.
Oh, that's
okay?
A good topic, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
You know, because thanks to President Bush, our nation's never been as secure as it is today.
Wait,
never.
Oh, really? Then how come every time Bush and Cheney open their mouths, they talk about terrorists are going to nuke us, and that we,
mm-hmm.
if we don't vote for them, they're going to nuke us?
Yeah, Mark, even if the terrorists vaporized our beloved homeland, we'd still be safer and more secure than ever thanks to our God-appointed president, George W. Bush. Secure and safe.
How does that even make sense?
Safe and secure.
How does it make sense?
Sure,
you don't make any
safe.
Sense. Do you know what the word Orwellian means? Does that mean anything to you?
Well, of course not, Mark. You and your made-up words, your funny language. Now, look, I'll try to explain it to you. We are moments away from a catastrophic terrorist attack.
No.
Every day, every minute of every day, right now. And why? Why? Because of how safe and secure we are under the Bush-Cheney administration. Now, what don't you understand about that? It's clear as day.
What don't I understand? How about everything? Listen, do you seriously think that John Kerry would...
Do not talk to me about John Kerry. How can we put our trust to protect our babies, born and unborn, in a coward like John Kerry? Only military heroes proven in combat like George W. Bush and Dick Cheney have what it takes to lead this nation in these dangerous times.
Dude, what are you talking about?
So
I mean, what are you
dangerous.
Talking about? I don't even understand.
I'm talking about the fact that John Kerry is a draft dodger.
Dude, John Kerry is a decorated soldier who saw combat in Vietnam and served two tours.
That's right. He volunteered to go all the way over to Vietnam just so he could avoid being drafted.
Oh, my God.
I can't think of a more cowardly act. Oh, it's so dangerous.
I can't. That's crazy. And you think it's heroic that Bush avoided his National Guard?
Dangerous.
So, would you stop that? He avoided his National Guard service. He spent the whole war in Alabama. That's your guy.
Alabama. Let me ask you this, Mark. Can you name me a single instance of the Viet Cong invading Alabama while Bush was on duty there?
Okay.
Come on now.
All right.
You
got me on that one. And you've certainly proved your point.
Facts are important, all right? The president understands the importance of facts. His
yeah.
clarity and leadership makes us safe and secure, and you can't argue with that. Safe and secure.
Wait a minute. You contradict yourself so much. You must be so miserable. I mean, what is it like to be in there? What is it like to be in your little head? You know, you're just narrow-minded and completely lying.
Safe and secure.
What is it like to be in there, man? Lawton. Lawton. Lawton, is there something you want to say to me, mister?
Not safe at all. It's all slogans and all substance and no one's buying it anymore. The terrorist might all come out of my head and poof in my bed. We're not safe.
I'm sorry, buddy.
We're not safe.
See what's on the inside? It's all gooey in there, isn't it?
Safe.
See
not
what you
safe.
Are on the inside? I'm sorry.
Not
you okay, buddy?
Safe.
Are you okay?
I'm better than that. I'm safe and secure for four years.
Thank you very much, Lawton. Thank you. Always nice to talk to someone from Planet Bush. Oh, man.
My goodness.
Hey, they're all gooey on the inside. You see that? Soft on the inside. Look at this. This guy, I'm sorry, I got off mic for a second. Yeah, see, now I noticed that. Of course, we are keeping up with the endorsements.